Yes, indeed, and really excited to come to you today because young John Kelly from St Johnstone has thrown 18.83 in the shot put out there at the European throws in Liera in Portugal. 18.83 is a lifetime best for him. He finished fifth in the European throws, and you know, that's obviously a new Ulster outdoor and indoor record. It's the best ever by an Ulster athlete ever in the history of the event. So it's a pretty, you know what it is, it's a big indication of a young fella that has stuck with the game. And, you know, he was injured for a year there. He went to Sweden. He looked for treatment. It looked very, very dodgy at times. Will he ever get back into the sport? And with the help of his training group in Sweden and his family and club and so on, he has got there. And 1883, he'll be heading back to Sweden, to his training base in Sweden from Portugal tomorrow morning, very, very happy. And, you know, his ideal in life is to get 19 metres plus. So he's creeping up there, he's getting there. 1883, a new personal best for John Kelly, a new Donegal Ulster record, lifetime best for him. So I'm really, really pleased to be able to bring that good, positive news. His brother James was in the European Under-23s. He threw 16.56. He'd be disappointed with that because he has been consistently over 17 this year. But look, I was just thinking about it and looking at the results, and I'm just thinking to myself, you know, a lot of these European throws and these competitions abroad are all about experience and building on experience. And, you know, just then on one particular day, it really clicks for you, as it did for John today. So, you know, James will eventually really sneak up on John, but it wasn't to be today. 16.56 in the Under-23 European sprint for James Kelly, and that absolutely brilliant performance for John Kelly at 18.83. So that was Liera, that was Portugal, and the other action today that we note on is the Irish Junior and Under-23 Indoor Championships, and pretty much coming to the end of the Indoor Championships at the domestic level. The big news there was Sean McGinley is back in action again, the young Glenswally man. He was able to win the 1500 metres, no problem to him. Again, he was out with injury, and he persevered, and he got back on the track today, and he was able to reward his club and indeed himself and his family and his coach with that particular performance, because you can remember he did have a brilliant outdoor season last year. Then got into the autumn, he was going good, then he got injured, and he's back in business again. He's the Irish indoor champion, junior champion that is today. Has an other Finn Valley athlete, Carol Lafferty, she was third at 2:12.59 in the 800 metres, so well done to her. She's off to Providence, of course, after the summer. And then other medals today were Sheldon O'Neill from Kenny. He jumped 12:22 for third in the triple jump on the 23. And just on triple jump as well, Michaela Byrne from Finn Valley, she got third in her junior triple jump as well, so well done to her. She trains with her mother and very, very consistently, so well done to her. And the other medal that came up this way was Alex Anderson in the shot. He was third in the shot, second in the weight for distance in the junior story. He's from Chicago Athletic Club, so well done to him. And then the only athlete that I'll be off the air by the time that Lucy McGlynn goes in the final of the 60-metre hurdles. She is in the final. She is about the third fastest. But she's going to be chasing the bronze if she doesn't really improve her performance from the heats. You know, she needs to get into the 880s, and she was doing 890s this morning, and she just needs to get there. Two very good Leeville girls from Cork in that event in the final, so she really needs to up her game and to be able to grab a medal. So hopefully that will happen towards in and around 6 o'clock this evening. So that's it. Hard luck for Joseph Gillespie, 3 centimetres off a medal in the triple jump boys. But the big news. John Kelly continues to improve, continues to break records, and today it was yet another one of those days.